Hello.
Hi, Pam.
Hi.
Hi, it's Jessie.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, when you called, we were all on lunch, so that's probably why there was a long wait time.
Oh, that's okay. I just figured I'd text you and you'd let me know.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just easier that way anyway.
Right.
Okay, so you guys are ready to get set up then?
Yes. So it's $149 for the basic package, correct?
$149, and the first month it does come with a one-time setup fee of $99. So
okay.
Today it'd be $248, and then next month it'll be $149. And since you're getting into this Labor Day special, it will stay that as long as you're with us. So that'll never go up on you. Okay?
Okay. Now, you know what? I may have forgotten to tell him about that $99. And I just want to be sure that's still good with him. How late is it until I can call you back?
So we'll be here for about another hour. We might be leaving early. I might stay a little bit later. Can you call him right now? If you want to put me on hold too and call him, that's fine. I can wait.
I may not be able to reach him. Are you open tomorrow?
We are not.
Are you in tomorrow?
No, and then we're not open on Monday either. But then it just wouldn't be that the Labor Day.
Yeah, I know.
That we have.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get a hold of him. Hold on. Just one.
Okay. Minute. Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Are you there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I was able to grab him really quickly, and he just said that he wasn't planning on the extra $100, so the soonest we could sign up would be Tuesday, but I told him that you had said something about the special, and he goes, well, then we just may miss the special.
Okay. So, well, look, this is what I can do for you. I don't normally do this, mm-hmm. but I'll go ahead and waive the setup fee. So it'll just be the $149. Would that be okay?
Yeah, I can do that. We have that. It's just all of our money is tied up in a job right now. And because
okay.
I don't know if you're familiar about Texas, but we're like getting rain constantly. So
yeah.
We've been delayed on completing. And until it's
okay.
complete, you know, we're not in a position to just pay anything extra out right now.
Okay, no problem. I'll go ahead and I'll waive it for you.
Okay.
I'll just kind of, you know, go above my boss's head and do that for you. So.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. You know, you guys have been so nice, and I really just want to help you out with your business. So anything I can do that. So let's get you set up for the $149. Now, so the way that we're going to be setting up the account, now, do customers typically call you or do they call him?
Well, it's about 50-50, but we can use the, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you want to set it up.
Okay, well.
Are you asking for the phone number?
No. I was just more, wondering if I should put it in your name and put him as an authorized user, and have your number set up on it, or, if, you know, I mean, typically.
Probably
who's like,
his name.
His,
we'll
okay.
His name. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then we'll just put you as an authorized user. Okay.
That's fine.
Okay, so, and his first name, his whole first name is James Ray, right?
Yes, all together. Mm-hmm.
Okay, super Southern.
Yes, very.
And then his last name is Baker, correct?
Yes.
And you both have the same last name, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And so what is the best email?
BakerJRConstruction@yahoo.com.
Okay. Perfect. So, and then is the best, okay, hold on. Is the best address, is it going to be the 7212 Park Creek Drive?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, one second. For some reason, the email is not working correctly. One second. I just want to make... So it's Baker JR, right? Construction?
Right. No periods or anything.
At Yahoo. There's no numbers
correct.
Or anything?
Okay. Nope. We've had that
okay.
for 12 years.
Perfect, actually. I probably just misspelt it or something. So basically... just to kind of run you down everything that we're doing right now, I am going to get some basics about the company, set you up for payment, get you in for a client interview, okay? So from 5 to 7 days after your client interview, you're going to get your reporting dashboard, which is where you're going to be able to see all the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches that are performed. So you get that from 5 to 7 days, as well as submitting your company with all the popular directory listings. From 7 to 14 days, we'll get your website up and running. And then from 30 to 45 days, you'll begin to see everything there on that first page. So
okay.
Then now, if you guys decide, you know, let's just say in a week or something, you decide that you want to add some extra marketing, you can always do Facebook ads or Google ads at any time later on that I mentioned in the other packages. And those can be up within 7 to 14 days. So,
okay.
Again, I know you guys are, like, tight on budget right now, but at least you know you have that option to be able to add to your marketing from this, okay?
Okay.
So, Pam, what are your hours of operation? Like, when do you want to be taking phone calls?
We do 7:30 a.m. until 8 p.m.
Okay. And Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday.
Monday through Saturday.
Okay, perfect. And then what
forms
of
payment?
I mean,
we can take calls on Sunday. We don't mind. We just don't typically schedule work on Sunday. So if this is just a phone call, you can put it 7 days a week. That's fine.
Okay, perfect. And then do you... what forms of payment do you take for your company? Cash, card, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo?
We just don't run cards unless it's through their Venmo. We used to carry a card, but the fees were getting ridiculous, so we stopped. So it's cash, check, Venmo, Zelle. That's probably our most popular.
Okay, perfect.
And most people who
want to
use a card just use Venmo because, I mean, we were using PayPal and their fees were just astronomical. I mean, we're talking several hundred dollars in fees. And, like I said, we're small. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get like a $5,000 or $6,000 job, which is a typical full fence, it's at least $300 in fees. Well, we don't want to add that. We don't want to increase our cost. It was just, it became a nightmare, so we just canceled it. We're like, forget it.
Zelle is way better anyways. I think the only problem with Zelle is they do have limits on how much you can send. You know, I don't know if you guys have ran into that. Cash App, I think, might be a little bit better. I don't know if you've ever tried Cash App.
We haven't because we have a good friend of ours that owns a small landscaping company, and they were hacked. Cash App was hacked pretty badly, and...
Oh.
He lost a lot of money, and we had never set up with them, so once we heard that, we're like, no. And we haven't even had any customers even ask. We did Venmo because we had so many customers asking.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Venmo's fabulous because you can link a credit card to it, because some people don't, like we had one lady, she's like, well, I rack up miles on my credit card, so I'd rather just pay us with her card and then just immediately pay the balance, but she wanted to get her points for her miles. And she just went through, and I said, well, you can do that with Venmo, but we just no longer run cards because there isn't an option for us to run a card that doesn't have an insane fee.
What about the Square thing? Have you tried that? Square?
Yeah, we have one, and they're all tied to some company. Like, for example, PayPal is a 7%, I think, is what the fees were. It just adds up. They're all between 4% and I think 12%. We've looked up. The best option for us has been Venmo, and that hasn't seemed to deter anybody. If they want to use us, they're like, no, I don't want to download the note. That's okay. I'll just write a check or whatever. And hasn't really caused us any issues. We haven't lost any work because of it. So we're not in any big hurry to figure it out.
Okay. No problem. No, I guess it's more just conversation, but.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Then do you guys have any, so it's not required for Google, but do you have any proof of licensing, insurance, anything like that?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
He is licensed, and we carry business insurance.
Okay. And then the best form of contact, is it going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
They're all fine, yes. All the above.
Okay. And so would you at all be – okay, so this is included. It's no additional charge or anything like that. Would you be interested at all in having a call tracking number? It's basically just a number that's listed online. That's not actually your personal phone number, but the calls will be directed to your personal line. The great thing with our call tracking numbers, though, is they come with an app, and the app actually gives you the ability to add more than one line to it. So you can add both of your lines to this call tracking number, and if he's in the middle of a job and he wants to turn off his phone at that time, then the calls would be directed to you instead of him, and then you can track all the phone calls that come in on the app. Is that something you might be interested in?
I think we're okay with just our phones. That's fine. We can just use our numbers.
Okay. Well, so, you know, what I'll do, I'll just send you the application, just in case you change your mind. It's just a, 1 minute application. All you need to do is put in your email and phone number. So if you change your mind, just let them know in your client interview. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Let's see. So, and do you have a Facebook business profile, or do you want us to create you one?
We do not have one. It was actually hacked, and it was changed.
Gosh.
Yeah, it was horrible. That was a horrible – it happened at Christmas.
Oh my God.
And my husband's personal email or personal Facebook was hacked as well, and he just never reactivated. We can't get Facebook to help us. So, anyways, that was a nightmare. Yeah, if you look us up, or if anybody that ever liked our page goes and clicks – actually everybody got notified the other day because the hackers actually went in and changed the name, but all of our pictures are still up.
What did they change the name to?
It's like some Japanese writing.
Oh, weird.
So I don't know.
That's so weird.
It was very strange.
I mean, I there is probably something that we'd be able to do about that. If anything, we could always make you a new one if that's something you'd want. So,
yeah, we'll talk about it. I can actually set that up myself. I'm not worried about it. We never did. It was just, we were so angry about that.
I would be too. That's it sounds like you kind of I don't know. Hackiness seems to be the theme so far. It's super unfortunate. You know, I mean,
we weren't getting. I told my husband. I said, don't stress too much about it. We weren't getting any business from Facebook anyway. We had even paid to promote the page, and we absorbed that into our advertising costs, and we weren't getting any calls on it. So it was like, I was frustrated with the whole trouble of it all, but I wasn't bothered by the fact that we even had a friend we went to high school would steal our pictures off of our Facebook page and used them, her boyfriend tried to use them as his work.
Facebook
has been a headache.
My gosh. Okay, well, all we would do is create, if you did want, we could create a Facebook page, but with the ads that we do, I'm not exactly, if you were doing, were you doing your ads through the marketplace, or how were you doing your ads?
It was just a promotion through Facebook, and they were just running them through, the newsfeed.
Okay.
Just through the newsfeed.
That's something that we do as well. It's called retargeting. So basically what that means when they're putting it in the newsfeed is when anybody looks for your services anywhere online, basically it Facebook will recognize that person as a potential customer, and then they'll show your ad there in their newsfeed. So it can be super helpful. It definitely can be a very useful tool. But it is unfortunate with, I mean, you know, it's like Instagram, Facebook, all of those things just tend to get hacked. Usually though, I've found that most people that get hacked, you know, just haven't used their profiles in a long time. And then they get hacked.
He was on it probably more than he should have been. Oh, I'm not sure exactly how this happened. Facebook can't figure it out either, apparently, because they just completely quit communicating with us about it. So we were just like, whatever.
What?
And then we were scammed by somebody claiming to be Facebook, calling us, telling us that porn was being sold on Marketplace under my husband's profile, and that if we would go down and buy I forgot the name of the card, and put $100 on it and give them the information, then they could stop the hackers. And I'm like, what? So I was like, I'm not paying anybody. So I hung up and looked it up, and it's a known scam and fraud. It was probably the people that actually took our page. They probably then were trying to see if they could get, because apparently they tried to use the credit cards that were used for the advertising when we were.
Yeah.
And all those cards just happened to have already been turned off. So the cards they attempted to access were no longer in use. And so we lucked out from that perspective too.
I tried selling a computer once on Facebook Marketplace, and I mean, it's just like so crazy, all the scams that go on in there. I mean, I had probably instantly when I posted, it was a MacBook, instantly when I posted it, I had probably 20 people message me, like instantly, and they all said the same thing. I want this laptop, but can I pay you through Zelle? And, you know, and the first one that I got about it, I was like, well, you know, I've always used Zelle. I feel like Zelle's pretty safe. Like, I don't know what this is, you know, why everybody is saying the exact same thing. Like, you know, and I ended up finding out that basically what they're doing is using, you know, fraudulent cards to pay through Zelle. And then, you know, basically that it puts the money in your account. They get the, you know, the item, and then the bank will return the money to whoever, you know, the fraud, right? So, you know, thankfully I still just have the laptop. I haven't sold it, but, you know, I mean, it is, it is kind of crazy the things that can happen on Facebook. But I'm really sorry for your guys' experience.
It really hasn't, it's more of a headache, but it hasn't really hurt us as far as business goes, but just a major headache.
Yeah.
God.
Okay, well, so I have pretty much everything set up here. Let's do your client interview. Now, let's see what we have available. So it will most likely be for Tuesday.
Okay.
Let's see. So, okay, so Tuesday's pretty open. Now, are you guys going to want to do the client interview together, or do you want to just do it with you? How do you want to do the client interview?
He might want to do it together. So what's the latest appointment you'll have on Tuesday?
The latest appointment would be 5.
Okay, let's do that. And then if he just happens to not be here, then I'll just do it. But he probably would prefer.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So I have you set up for 5 to 6. Now, the whole phone call will not be an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, so then let's do this. So the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and send I'm going to read a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. It's also to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. Then after I'm done with that, I'll have you sign our terms, and an invoice will be emailed to you as well. And then you'll pretty much be good to go until your client interview, okay?
Okay.
Let me go ahead and do this. 1 second. Okay. So, and the billing address would be the same, right?
Yes.
Okay. And is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay, perfect. And I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Okay. 5275-1501-1215-1402.
Okay. And then the expiration?
723.
Okay. And then the three-digit code on the back?
518.
Okay. So what I'm doing right now, Pam, is I'm updating and processing payment for the 149. And then we'll do the voice verification. So it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded, and it's to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and has an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
James Ray Baker Construction.
Okay, please state your name and title within the business.
Pamela Baker, Administrator.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so to get results as fast as possible, Pam, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So okay. What this means, Pam, is we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you, simply let them know that you're working with us. So when you do your client interview, you're going to set up a security question with them. And if you have any doubts of who it may be or anything like that, just ask that person the security question. And if they don't know the answer, then it's not us.
Okay.
So So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, if you do any other online marketing during your term, would you just please let us know?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of September 2nd, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $149. Now, this will be a recurring payment, so when the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on the second in the amount of $149. Now, Pam,
okay.
You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
So, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's all done. Now, I might actually have to resend this under your name. I did put the billing under his name. Here, let me change this real quick for the invoice, because you should have received a couple of text messages just now.
Mm-hmm.
One of them says James Ray, but I'm going to change that and send it in your name real quick. Okay, I just sent it again. It should have your name on it now.
It does.
Okay, perfect. So do me a favor. Go ahead and open up this link. This is the terms with everything that we discussed in writing. You can definitely take your time, look that over. Now, if you have any questions, let me know. When you're done looking it over, go ahead and scroll to the bottom and press the little white box that says I certified that I'm the authorized holder of the card. And in the orange box, type out your name. And then press confirm signature. Oh, I think it might still say his name, though. Let me know that.
Okay, let me look. I can just type my husband's name, actually, if that makes it easier.
I mean, if you feel comfortable doing that, you know, I just don't want you to think that feel uncomfortable at all in doing something.
No, it's fine. Okay. Now it took me to a login.
Yes, so that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. If you can, go ahead and bookmark that. You'll get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days.
Okay.
So, perfect. So, you are all good to go. The last thing I'm going to do, Pam, I'm going to go ahead and send you a 6-minute YouTube video of exactly how the reporting dashboard works, so you can take a look at that whenever you get the chance. Just so you have it, I'll just send you my extension and phone number again. Now, when they call you on Tuesday, they will be calling from the 877 number. Okay. So, the 877-635-6225. So I always suggest it's just helpful to save that number, so you know who's calling. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So you are all set to go. Now, Pam, did you have any other questions at all?
Nope. I think
okay. All right. Well, I'm so grateful to be the first person to welcome you to Local Splash. So I hope you have a great holiday weekend, okay?
You too, Jesse. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye, Pam. Take care.
Bye. You too.